We want to thank you for listening today. This audio sermon is a ministry of Faith Baptist Church, a place where you belong. Now let's listen as Pastor Todd Adams brings a message of truth from God's Word.
Let me just take a minute and ask you to get your Bibles, and I won't be long, says the preacher. I actually have a 15-point outline. But I really feel it's probably God's will that the guys come up here and sing. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I want to give you what I've called four little reminders, okay? There's no PowerPoint, no handout. Don't get a rash and get hives, okay? We'll be all right. I want to give you what I've called four little reminders. I'm going to read one chapter in 1 Thessalonians. It's 10 verses. And from these 10 verses, I want to give us four little thoughts as a church. As we get ready to welcome in these five new family members, I want us to just let our eyes fall on this text and absorb some truth tonight. So let's notice 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. If you're there, would you say amen? Amen. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our, say it, prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, because our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Now, Paul's talking about the time that he had come there and planted the church, and he's talking about his testimony. And notice what he says now. As a result of all of this, he commends them, and then he compliments them. And he says, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, notice, but also in every place your faith to God word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. Could you imagine that being said about a church today? For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols. And say this phrase with me, to serve the what? Living and true God. In church, do we serve the living and true God? Amen. Notice verse 10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. A few reminders tonight. First of all, when we talk about church, and we talk about this church at Thessalonica, I believe, frankly, personally, I believe that the church at Thessalonica was a picture of the perfect church, the picture of the model church, the picture of what God wants a church to be. And if I ever wonder in my mind, what should our church be looking like? We have a primary example right here in 1 Thessalonians. And so as we welcome in these five new families, and as we continue to see God do a work here in our church, let me just remind us tonight of what I call a few little reminders of what God wants His church to be. And so if you're taking notes tonight, number one, write this down. God wants His church to be filled with loving people. God wants His church to be filled with loving people. And you only become a loving person by falling in love with the person of Jesus Christ. You see, the more we love the Lord, the more we can love each other. Amen? A church that is loving, a church that is generous. I want you to notice chapter 3. He says something to them. In verse 12, he says, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Look over at chapter 4. In verse 9, he says, but as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to do what? Love one another. And look at verse 10. And indeed, you do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you do something. And what is that? Increase how? More and more. And in the Greek, what it's saying is just continue to keep loving. Now, may I just kindly say that sometimes loving people can be a challenge. Please turn to your neighbor and say, it's true. Go ahead. It's true. all of us have to learn to understand that God wants His church to be a church that is a loving church, a church that is generous in love, and it is only as we love the Lord that our love for one another grows. The Bible says that we love Him. Why? Because He first loved us. Let me just quickly say this before I move to my second thought, and that is this. You not only have the capacity to love because of Romans, where it says the love of God has been shed abroad in your hearts, you have the command to love. God will never command you to do something that He doesn't give you the capacity to do. And God says here, as He commends this church, and as we look at this church as an example, as a model to follow, God is saying, I want Faith Baptist Church to be a loving and generous church. Amen? Number two, God wants His church to be a life-changing church, a life-changing church, a life-giving church. I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful that God is no longer into dead things, that we don't have to bring a sacrifice come Sunday. Amen? Next week is communion. And I've often thought what it must have looked like in the Old Testament when it was time for a sin offering. Can you imagine all of us bringing our sin offerings into church? Some of us would be coming in with a few pigeons, some with maybe a lamb or a goat, and some of you would be coming in with two big cows because you had a bad week, right? But did you know every week I preach in the shadow of a cross? And God had one perfect sacrifice, and that was His Son, Jesus Christ. And He once and for all shed His blood. And in Romans chapter 12, it says that we are to be a living example. Turn there with me. I want you to see this. In Romans chapter 12, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living what? Sacrifice. When I walk down the halls on Sunday morning, usually I'm here before anybody else, and I will usually pray over the pastors. I'll stop by their door and pray a prayer. Sometimes I stand a little longer at Chad's door. Just depends on the Sunday. I usually stand in front of the nursery doors and pray over our nursery workers. And boy, you need to stand there a long time. Amen. I'll go into the fellowship hall. Because here's what I know. I come into this hallway, I look at our choir, our instrumentalists, those who are serving behind the scenes. Do you know what's happening on a Sunday? Living sacrifices. People who are saying, I'm setting myself on the altar of service because we are living and we are sacrificing. And this is what Paul was commending the church at Thessalonica. He said, you were a life-changing, life-giving church. Living for God's glory. Living a life that is different. And I'm so thankful for the many of you who week in and week out and week in and week out and week in and week out, you are a living sacrifice. And so thank you for your service. Thank you for following the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you for being an example, because you know, that's what God wants us to be, a life-giving, life-changing church. Amen? Number three, God wants a listening church, a church that is listening. Now, He talks to them about being followers in verse 6 of the Lord, having received the word. And then in verse 8, He talks about how the word, then if you look at the text, it sounded out. The word there would be the word for echo. He was saying literally the gospel was echoing out of your church. You were listening and you were living out. You were not just hearing the word of God, but watch this, you were heeding it. You know, the worst thing that could ever happen at Faith Baptist Church is for us to come in here, hear a good sermon sometimes. Hear a good sermon, all right, thank you, hear a good sermon, and then leave unchanged, right? Just to sit and have truth hit us but never penetrate deep into us, to change us. And Paul said here, the gospel not only changed you, but it went out from you. Now what's interesting is he said, It was so much so going out that we didn't even need to come back and evangelize anymore. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if a church got a hold of this concept and said, we want to evangelize our community to the point that there will not need to be another church planted within 100 miles of here? This is what was happening. With no technology and with word of mouth, the gospel was going forth. We are to be a church that is listening and obedient, hearing and heeding, not just knowing the Word of God, but showing the Word of God. A church that is gospel-oriented and gospel-centered, and take note of this, and gospel-giving. You see, we can help the community. And at the end of this month, I'm actually going to have several of our folks who are spearheading this evangelistic campaign that we have started. I'm going to share the burden of where we're headed by way of a church, infiltrating our community. And we can go into the community. And we can hand the community help. We can give them food. And we're doing that with 111. But let me tell you what our community needs more than anything else. And that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is what this church was doing in Thessalonica. And Paul said, you did it so well, we didn't even need to come behind you and follow up. And that's the kind of church we want Faith Baptist Church to be. Amen? And then let me wrap this up. Number four, God wants a church that is looking for His return. Look with me at verse number 10. It says, and to wait for His Son from heaven. Let's all read that together, shall we? Ready? And to wait for His Son from heaven. All of us now again. And to wait for His Son from heaven. I don't know about you, but I believe in the imminent return of Jesus Christ. I believe that it could happen at any moment. Now, the church at Thessalonica was having a little bit of a panic attack because they thought it had already happened because some heresy had gotten in. And Paul comes and calms them down and says, no, no, no. Let me explain. If you want to know about the rapture, read 1 Thessalonians. He explains that. He tears that apart for them to give them calm assurance. But the truth is, he reminds them that Jesus Christ could return at any moment, right? Now, as I stand here, I wonder how many of us are like, any moment now. Any moment now, okay? But if God does not come, if Christ does not come, look at the text. Look at it again. You read it with me. But to, what's the word? Wait. Now, I want to ask you all a question. Please be honest. You're in church. God knows if you're lying. How many of you hate waiting? Thank you. Did you know that Americans are the most impatient people in the world? We are. I did a small stint in resale and in floor sales. And I took a training course, and it said that after 11 seconds, the average person is growing impatient. So if you go to someone and you say, hi, do you have these in my size? And they say, hold on, I'll be right back. In 11 seconds, you're going to be going, what is taking so long? How many of you can just say amen to that? You know I'm talking about you right now. You don't even like to come to a stoplight, right? See, in England, they have this figured out. They have these things called roundabouts, or we call them traffic circles. They're great because in America, I love them here in America because nobody knows how they work. I just blow right by them. I'm like, woohoo! We were going one place, and I was trying to go right, and this dude in the truck just went right up over the top of the thing and kept going. I think he was from Pasco. I'm not sure, but here's the thing. We don't like waiting. We're impatient people. And do you know what impatience means? Impatience means that you think you ought to be in control. Impatience means you think you ought to be calling the shots. And what God said is, nobody knows the time my son is returning. But he is returning. And so when Paul said they were waiting, this wasn't just a waiting church. They were worshiping and they were working while they were waiting for Jesus to come. And as God looks at His church, as He looks at Faith Baptist Church, a sign of a church that is truly waiting in the biblical sense for Jesus to return is a church that is guided by prayer and governed by the Spirit. A church that is saying, Lord, we know You haven't come yet, but we know that there is still a work to do. Amen? There are still things to be done. There are still lives to be reached. And so as we live in light of Christ's return, what we realize is, Lord, as we wait, we just don't sit on the fence and go, well, I sure hope you come back today. We say, no, Lord, this is an age of grace. This is a time where you're still saving souls, and we need to be about the business of impacting lives for all of eternity. Amen? Now, you'll notice this as I close with this last thought. We are to be a church that is a living example. So that the world would look at us and they would say, that is exactly what a church is supposed to look like. So that God would look at us and say, you are doing exactly what I want a church to be doing. We can't be enamored and worried about what churches all over town are doing. Last time I checked, we're Faith Baptist Church. Amen? That's it. Do I have friends in town and all over town and other pastors who are doing things differently? Absolutely. But guess what? We are unique and we are God's church. Amen? We're going to do things differently, but the reality is we need to do things by the book. By His book, by His word, by His way, watching and waiting and worshiping, waiting on God to take us to heaven.
Thank you again for listening to this audio sermon. We pray that it has been a blessing to you. For more sermons or if you have any questions, log on to www.fbcbelong.com.